Welcome to Local Motion. This is Jody Peterson for KBNF.
I really like acting, so I've done all the plays and the circus arts. And whatever the next thing is, I'm just like, oh, I want to do that.
It was really fun doing art stuff with my friends.
I'm excited just to go in and know that I'm greeted with a warm smile always.
Those were three North Fork Valley fifth graders talking about their experiences with Arts for All. This youth arts program, based in Paonia, serves about 250 local children and offers classes to enrich their lives with all kinds of arts. Through the Arts for All program, kids have learned stilt walking and juggling, put on plays, painted and sketched, and listened to a bassoon quartet and a Balinese orchestra. The kids' latest project is a big clay tile mural that will be unveiled April 26th, then displayed permanently outside Paonia Elementary. Here's Neil Schwederman, the director of Arts for All, talking about how the program came to be.
The idea for Arts for All was initiated over the summer of 2016. The directors of three groups here in Paonia, the Mountain Harvest Creative, the Learning Council, and the Blue Sage Center, all had some semblance of a children's program, but they wanted to merge their efforts and they wanted to become effective because arts in our school had been not dropped totally, thank goodness, but reduced from every day of the week to every third day of the week. And so the students' access to art was diminished and they wanted to try to remedy that. And so they joined together, made this group called Arts for All. The goal was then to offer after-school programming for kids to help with the arts enrichment. So they contacted me. I'd finished my term as mayor, and I said, that sounds interesting and non-controversial. So I took the job. It's part-time, and our goal is to provide after-school arts, and we've done a whole bunch of different kinds of classes. And then also our second charge is trying to bring arts into the school, particularly music, high quality music, and do what we call outreaches at the schools. And so we've been able to accomplish all of those things, and I believe in spades. To date, over the 2 point whatever number of years we've been operating, we have had over 240 kids in after school arts programming. And just to give you an idea what that means at the school, our local elementary school, Paonia Elementary, and the associated school that's also inside the building, it's a school within a school, and that's the North Fork School of Integrated Studies. Their combined attendance this year is 230 kids. So we've served more than the population of the school in less than 3 full years.
And is there a cost to this program for the kids who participate or their families?
So we operate it with the help of the Learning Council. They offer their classes on what they call the gift model. And the idea with the gift model is that any child that wants to participate can, without regard for cost. And so what we do is we offer these classes. And then at the end, we also have to be sustainable, right? So we encourage those that come to, we always culminate our programs with some kind of community presentation, whether it's, if it's a drama class, you know, the short, you know, half hour drama production or whatever it is, and we make some kind of community event where people can come watch. And then we ask the parents if they can afford to pay, if they could. And we also, when we advertise the classes, we give a retail value, a realistic retail value for those classes. And given the fact that, you know, 65% of the kids at Paonia Elementary School are on free or reduced lunch, many do not have the means to pay for that. And so we want them to be able to take the classes. And so with a combination of grants and community participation, we've been able to keep going.
What is the value of this program for the community? Why is it important to give kids an opportunity to learn about art?
There are a whole bunch of studies that have looked at art and what art does for students. The reality is that when students engage in art, they learn a whole lot of stuff. It improves their social interactions. particularly music improves their math and science scores, particularly math scores. So there are a lot of advantages, but by our kids doing art, we add to the vibrancy of our community.
Are there similar programs in other Western Slope communities that you know of?
In many places, there are some semblance and in some shade of what we're doing for a couple reasons. First, to add arts. And the second is to provide children with something to do until their folks get off work. And so there are programs all across the Western Slope trying to do those similar things. I know of none other that use the gift model, but we feel it's very useful here, and we've had many kids participate that would not otherwise be able to afford it. And that's our goal.
Thisa Kalinikos teaches at the North Fork School of Integrated Studies, a Waldorf model school within Paonia Elementary. Thisa led the clay mural project and talks about how important it is that the Arts for All program allows families to pay only what they can afford for their children to participate. More than 14% of Paonia residents are below the federal poverty line, compared to about 11% statewide. Arts for All's annual budget runs around $10,000 to $11,000, and the class fees paid by families end up covering less than a third of the total class costs. The rest is made up for by grants and community donations.
Because of the economic disparity in the valley, I think a lot of the children who were there could never have come if it wasn't for the Arts for All program. They wouldn't have been able to pay for such a thing. So I'm very grateful to the Arts for All for really sponsoring a culturally rich and artistic experience for the children in the valley. I mean, the valley is so fortunate anyway to have a lot of art. You know, the Creamery has art programs and the Blue Sage has art programs, but not everyone has a chance to come after school and do it as well.
And those extras are important, not just because they're fun, but because they help students in many areas of life. Studies have shown that arts education improves children's abilities in creative thinking, critical thinking, problem solving, and reasoning. Art classes also help them develop better focus, self-awareness, and imagination, and improves their ability to observe and to communicate. Another study showed that youth who take part in arts education may be more likely to stay in and contribute to their local communities when they grow up. In many schools, though, requirements for standardized testing of student knowledge have resulted in a more narrow curriculum. Often teachers just don't have time to include subjects like music, art, and foreign languages because they are not included in tests. But according to a study done at Mississippi State University, integrating arts into classroom learning helps reduce or eliminate gaps in achievement, especially for economically disadvantaged students. When teachers use the arts, such as composing, painting, drawing, sculpting, dancing, and singing, to reinforce academic concepts, students learn better, remember more of what they learn, and score higher on standardized tests. Tricia Tittle teaches at the North Fork School of Integrated Studies, and she sees firsthand the connection between what students learn through the arts and how they perform academically in the classroom. Her daughter Hannah has participated in many classes through Arts for All.
As everyone knows, the arts have been cut out of the schools for the most part because we have so many academic subjects we have to get through in order to be able to do testing this time of year. I have to get through so much, and a lot of times arts gets pushed out. Our parents are very interested in their kids having arts, and I do know that there is a correlation between arts and academics. It helps with memory a lot of times and focus. Kids that do the arts are able to accept some constructive criticism is better because a lot of times they're in programs where they have theater arts where they have to get some constructive criticism and they're able to take that from us. I also noticed that it helps with their cognitive ability, just their overall love of learning.
Do you see other benefits in terms of self-confidence?
It gives them a little more deep engagement in learning. They have a better motivation to learn because they know that they are an extension of that program. I know that a lot of times they come in with better self-confidence after doing, say, the circus arts or theater arts. And then right now my daughter is involved in a mural making project. And that, if you look at it, it's actually a math project because they are cutting it into shapes and it's a puzzle piece that goes together. So there's some cognitive learning in that as well. You know, learning lines, they have to memorize that, but it allows them to memorize lines and bring that intonation and emotion into their reading. Because if they just read monotone, there is no emotion. And so it sort of carries over into that.
Do the art projects that they participate in also make them more creative in other areas?
Oh, yeah. The math, for instance, when they're having to put together basically a puzzle or show some emotion, that gives them some feeling and some passion. And it helps with that cognitive ability of reasoning, which in math, it's no longer just memorization, it's also reasoning. And when they have to do reasoning skills in the art, it also brings it over into their math. And also in their reading, you figure for being able to get the comprehension, if they just read it in a monotone voice and they have no emotion, it doesn't make a lot of sense. And as we are being tested more, comprehension's a huge factor in their reading ability. And, you know, if they're actually reading lines in a parts of a play on an after-school project, that's also part of that reading. And the more kids can read out loud, the better they are at the comprehension.
If you're just joining us, this is Local Motion, and I'm Jody Peterson. We're talking about Paonia's Arts for All program, which brings art instruction and music to area school children. Learning about the arts also benefits students at a personal level, notes Thisa Kalinikos, who also teaches at the North Fork School of Integrated Studies.
It's rich, and the children enjoy having a goal and working on something together. And they make friends, and they work together, and, you know, it's a connection, other than the digital one.
Which is so important that they have an opportunity to do something hands-on that doesn't involve a screen.
Yes, exactly.
What do you see as other things that you feel are valuable about kids having that opportunity to experience different types of arts education?
You know, I can't imagine the world being boring and needing to be escaped from if you have art. I think without art, the world would be boring. There's no color, there's no form, it's utilitarian. What's there to live for, you know? So I think art is essential.
Recently, the Arts for All program has been working on expanding its reach to bring those essential experiences to more children in Western Colorado. Neil Schwederman, the director of the program, talks about that effort and describes more of what Arts for All offers.
We gained a grant last year from the Sheila Fortune Foundation to try to expand our programming to Hotchkiss. And we also used some of that money for some of the outreaches. So a number of the performers that came to town for the World Music at the Paradise also performed for all of our school children. So whether like the Gamelan Balinese 20-piece orchestra, we helped bring all the children from all the North Fork schools in so that they could all experience that wonderful, very different kind of music. We also partner with the Blue Sages Classical Music Series and try to bring in some of their performers to the schools also. So the kids are, I mean, we have completed like over 20 outreaches where different groups have performed at schools or at the theater where the kids can come and hear different kinds of music. And there's always a question and answer period so that as the kids develop their musical taste, they can ask questions. And it's really fun to watch because the kids get really excited. The performers really try to gear the music towards the kids and make it engaging to them. And hopefully they'll have some interest in learning how to play music.
What are some of the other kinds of programs that Arts for All has brought to kids?
So in our classes, we've done a couple different drama classes. We've done probably four circus arts classes, which is really fun. We've done a standard visual arts class. We've done movement classes. We tend not to call them dance because boys don't participate, but movement they will. A lot of sketching and a little bit of painting. We try to cover the gamut, but then again, direct it toward what the children and parents are asking for. And recently, that's been drama. They've been really interested in drama. One fall of a year ago, we did Rapunzel Uncut, which was a really edgy, fun children's production based on the Rapunzel story, which had a lot of really great adult humor, and I really enjoyed that. And then more recently, we had a production of Why Do Mosquitoes Buzz in People's Ears? And it's an adaptation of a Western African folktale, which was very enjoyable also.
In what ways do you think that it's been helpful to kids who've participated?
I can give one anecdotal story is really interesting. There's a gentleman in town. He's a big, sort of a little gruffish guy, and his daughter was in our first production. And she had always been a pretty quiet girl. And during the production, she found her voice and really came out and became a new and really wonderful self. And when I asked him, it was after the production was over and we were standing out in front of the elementary school waiting for classes to leave. When I asked him the question, his eyes lit up. You could tell that he knew that that production really helped change his daughter's direction in life. And she was probably ready for it at the time. And it was so neat to see that affirmation that that had really helped her grow. When you find your voice and find your personality, you just do better in life.
And what's the big project that kids are working on right now?
Yeah, so the kids have finished the mural and it's in final firing now. It's a fairly large mural. It's 4 by 3.5 or something. Because it's so big, they designed it and then they have to cut it so that the pieces fit in the kiln. Those were fired and then brought back and they pieced it back together. We're looking forward to unveiling that at Final Friday on the 26th of April at 6 o'clock at the Blue Sage. We're going to unveil that, and the teachers already asked the students to write some feelings and what they learned and how they felt like it helped them. They'll all write some of those things up, and then we'll ask them to tell their stories. It will be installed at Peonia Elementary School for all the kids in the community to enjoy.
A dozen children were able to participate in creating the clay mural. Kalia, whose voice we heard at the start of the show, talks about what she likes about working on the mural and other Arts for All activities.
I'm Kalia. I'm a fifth grader at NIFSIS.
And what other kind of programs have you done with Arts for All?
The Circus Arts, which is so much fun. And then I did the mural with Miss Thisa.
What do you like about doing the Arts for All things? What do you get out of them?
It actually helps, it gives me experience of doing a bunch of different stuff. Like, I really love acting, and doing the plays, helps me learn how to act better. And I like doing Circus Arts because it's really cool, because then I can walk on stilts or ride a unicycle. And I like doing mural because it's you're going to make something beautiful out of clay and stuff like that.
How long have you guys been working on the mural?
A couple, 5 weeks, 6 weeks.
Did you design part of it and then make it in clay?
Well, first we were okay, what's your favorite book? So we were okay, this is my favorite book. So we drew out a picture or something from our favorite book. And we're okay, let's use this from this picture and that from that picture. And we sort of formed an idea, but we kept adding little bits here and little bits there. So we sort of had a design, we sort of didn't. Each person was okay, I'll do this, and that another person did a different thing. And it ended up forming a picture in the end.
So have you met kids through the program that you wouldn't have met otherwise?
Yeah, well, I got closer to the kids that I wouldn't have otherwise. I knew them, but I didn't really hang out with them or really know them personally. But after doing the mural, I got to know them better, what they prefer, what books they like.
And here's Hannah, another Arts for All student, describing what she learned.
Yeah, we actually got to learn how to walk on stilts, unicycle, and we'll always know that we're welcomed with a smile. And
have you made new friends through the program?
Definitely. In fourth grade, I moved here, and I think I was about 9. I've made a lot more friends than I've ever had in my whole entire life.
Through the Arts for All program specifically?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I've gotten closer to my friends with those. And
tell me a little bit more about the mural that you've been working on.
Well, just like my mom said, it's sort of like math, because we use clay and we have this giant board and we just put the clay in and we just let our imagination loose and put every of our ideas on that board, all of our ideas. And it's just really fun. We've painted it and glazed it.
Does it represent a particular theme or meaning?
It's just all your imagination and ideas just down on one board, and it just cools and it just turns into this really cool figure.
The mural project got its start with a grant. Thisa Kalinikos, who came up with the project and applied for that grant, talks about the process of creating the mural.
I'm a Waldorf teacher by trade, and Waldorf teachers, you know, because it's an art integrated program, you have to eventually become a sort of an artiste, is what I call it. So you have to be brave. You have to be brave and try your hand at painting, drawing, sculpture, and so on. And so I practiced making small little murals to see if I could make a big one for the school. And one of the Waldorf philosophies is that the poorest schools should have the most beautiful art. So I felt like we should make some beautiful art on a wall that faces the road so that the community could see it as well. So we created this mural where the theme was reading. And there's in one corner, there's a teacher and a child reading a book. And then the rest of the mural is a landscape of all the stories that one might find in books. So there's some dragons and some mermaids in a lake and a knight in shining armor on a horse, a female knight. The girls wanted it to be female. A castle in the clouds and Robin Hood in the trees in the forest, and a bridge with a river, and it's very beautiful. Lots of little farm animals, and it's one picture, you know. It's not little pieces of pictures, so it's a total experience, and you can find all the stories within it.
Did the kids suggest the characters and things to include in the mural?
I asked them to create a scene from their favorite storybook. And that's where the Robin Hood came from, and the dragons and the castles and so on. So each one of them drew a picture, and then we created a landscape where they would fit in. You know, there was a bear in the forest, and then Robin Hood is in the trees of that forest, sort of thing. So within one section, there's quite a few stories. Yeah. They were so thrilled to have it be one picture. And they were so interested in that they weren't working by themselves, but it was a collaborative effort. That was one of the most things that they were impressed with, because, you know, I think today we are so respectful of your space and what you do and don't touch my work and so on. And this was opposite of that, really. It was, let's work together and make something beautiful together and give it away. They were really engaged, and I loved hearing their chatter as they were doing it and saying, oh, let's do this and let's put this here and that there, you know.
What do you think they learned as they were doing that?
One of them said, this is really cool what we're doing. And the other one said, and thanks to Mrs. Kalinikos's help. Which I thought was really lovely, the gratitude piece, you know. I think that it took some of them a while to get started. And then once they got going and had the feel of the clay and the understanding of how it forgives you and how you can push it with your thumbs and create something, then they really got going. It was long. It was 6 weeks, 2 hours once a week.
The big picture, says Thisa, is that art is an essential ingredient for becoming a well-rounded human being. And Arts for All provides a fun way to help kids integrate the arts into their studies and their lives.
I think art is essential to become a human being. It makes us human. It changes us. Education and art changes us from beasts to human beings. That's how important I think it is.
And in what sense do you feel like it makes us human?
Well, it's an education of the heart. To refine the heart, you need art in terms of color, shape, form, and music. Those are the things that refine your sensitivities and make a sensitive human being. And the thing is that it's really not something that should be separated out from life. You don't have math over here and art over here, but in a good lesson, you bring math artistically and scientifically. Science and art belong together, and when they're brought together, in fact, most scientists who have contributed most to the world have also been artists. They've played the violin or they've painted. They have had an art as well as their science. It's only that it's the people who are only scientists that it's too narrow and they just don't have the big picture.
Yeah, they lack the heart.
Yeah, they lack the heart.
And that was Local Motion on KVNF. And I'm Jody Peterson. Thanks for tuning in.